But that'll tell us because Afhin Hoyu Ba'isa Hines. They too were part of the Nes. What does that mean, Afhin Hoyu Ba'isa Hines? So there are two pshatim brought down in the Rishonim. One pshat in, that the Rishonim say is because the Ikra Hanes Ba'al Yadam, they were played a principal role in bringing about the Nes. For example, by Purim, Esther played a principal role in bringing about the Nes. And by Hanukkah, Yehudas Bas Yechonin Kain Gadol played a primary role in bringing about the Nes. Other Rishonim Tosfos points this out, say that the language Afhin Hoyu Ba'isa Hines doesn't sound that way. They too were part of the Nes. That's not they too were part of the Nes. They were a principal part of the Nes. So Tosfos says Afhin Hoyu Ba'isa Hines has to do with who was saved. They too were saved. Don't put it right next to it. Just usually when they're right next to it, one you hear one with the other. That's my knowledge in the IP. So they too were saved. It doesn't depend on who brought it about, but it has to do with who was saved. And where were they saved when it came to Hanukkah? Because one of the gzeiros that Yavon had was Psul and Esas to Baal Hegman Tchila. Marin Ksubas tells us that we're going to get to that. Any girl that was getting married, the hegemon, whatever, the governor, whoever it was, would have rights to her first. Okay. And so based on that, they were saved from that. Because of that, the Noshim too are chayav. Now, if you look at the Rambam adds a word, and that's what Ramai Hirsch was just mentioning. The Rambam says, "V'bayis sheni k'shmolchu yovan gazru gzeres al Yisrael u'bitlu dosam v'leinichu ha'isam lasek v'teru v'mitzas. U'pashtu yodam b'memoinam u'vivnei sehem." And they violated their money and their daughters. Chazal don't tell us about their money. The Rambam tells us their money also. Moinam u'vivnei sehem. And then they made all types of gezeres, ad shirichem aleim Hashem, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Rachmanis, and the Chashem Noyim won, and we know the rest of the story. So my father said, the Rambam is telling us that the nes didn't just happen with the girls, but there were obviously edicts that were connected the money of Klal Yisrael as well. And we know in modern days that was very common, right? The Nazis, Yimach Shemam Zichrom, they started off with many, many limitations, restrictions, and confiscation of money. Pashtu yideim b'mamaynim first. The first step was b'mamaynim. So when the Nes Chanukah happened, we have to remember everything. Just like women are chayiv in it, because they have to remember the Nes that happened to them. We have to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this aspect as well. And since there was an aspect of b'mamaynim, we have to be thankful. And therefore, there's an extra mitzvah of tzedakah when it comes to Chanukah. In the same vein, we can explain why there's an extra mitzvah of Hasmada Satira on these days. We know from Al Anisim, the beginning of the Ikur Gezeris war, Lashkicham Tarira Secha, Lavir Mechu Keret Zarecha. First line is Lashkicham Tarira Secha. They wanted us to forget the Torah. So now when we're saved from that, how do we celebrate? We celebrate by making a point of extra learning. So, Yashikoyach, there were some people that thought maybe we shouldn't even have the learning today because there are a lot of regulars that had work today and were not able to come. And Baruch Hashem, Sam Solomon sponsored it, and everything we learned today should be Le'ilu Nishmas, his mother, whose Yartzeit is coming up, and that's Teba, Rivka Teba Devera, Bas Reb Chaim Yosef Meir. So the question was, what's the topic of what we're talking about? It's unbelievable how in Torah and in Yiddishkeit, every single point is so detailed. You take a mitzvah like Ner Chanukah, it's a pretty simple mitzvah. You light the neris. There's not that much to it. You could ask the person in CVS, they'll tell you what the mitzvah is, you know? Okay? And yet, if you look at Sfarim, there are so many Sfarim written on Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, on just the Kasha, the Beis Yosef, why it's 8 days versus 7 days. There's a famous sefer that came out, Ner Lameya, that has 100 terutzim on it. Even if 10 of them are good, but that's still, you know, it's a whole sefer just written on one Kasha. So we're going to focus on one aspect, and we're not going to be able to touch the surface of it. We're going to be just touching some points of it. And that is the timing for Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. What time are you supposed to light Neres Hanukkah? So it really starts in Shabbos and Pesachim, and then we'll get to Ner Hanukkah. First we have to understand Shkia and Bein Hashmashos. And this is something that whenever you get to an halacha, people get very confused, and for good reason. Because it really is very confusing. So let's start with, we're going to try to make it as simple as possible. Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Daled, it's the first of the Maror Makomos. So the Gemara over there says, Meisve Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ov Yerushal Rekia, Echad Me'asar B'yam. It's talking about what is considered Rechot Makkah and how far does a person have to be from Yerushalayim. So it just says, Kama Mahalach Adam Beinoni B'yam. How much can the average person walk in a day? Eser Parseis. U'me'alois HaShachar Ad HaNetzachama. From Alois till Netzachama, how much can you walk? Arba Milan, 4 Milan. Mishkiya Sachama, the Ad Seisakechavin, Arba Milan. And from Shkia, whatever Shkia is, we're not going to define it by sunset. Let's take away all our preconceived notions. From Shkia till Tseis is also 4 Milan. Nim Tsevichor, Kia Achon Measar Vayan. So the Gemara clearly tells us from Shkia to Tseis is 4 Milan. There is a discussion that we're not going to get into. Is this talking about an average day, meaning you may Nisan v'Tishrei, the 12-hour typical day, or is it even a winter day, and a summer day? Is it a fixed amount, or does it depend on the actual degrees of the sun? Let's not get into that now. But let's take at least a regular day. It says 4 Milan is from Shkia till Tseis. There is a machloikis, how long is Mahalach Mil? Is it 18 minutes, is it 24 minutes? We're going to assume 18 minutes. Typically, the Poskim generally assume that way. Sometimes the Chumrah, they'll assume otherwise. But generally speaking, we assume 18 minutes. Thus, the Gemara is telling us clearly, from Shkia to Tseis HaKechavim is how many minutes? Open and shut case. Clear cut Gemara, Meseches Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Daled Amud Aleph. Done. So comes Tesis, Beis. Kashal Rabbeinu Tam. The Besef Bamem Adlikin Amar Ezu Ben Hashmashes Mishiteshka Chama Kolz Manch Nei Mizrach Madim and Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Umaskinan Hasam the Ben Hashmashes to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara comes out, and the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph to Lamed Hei, it's a blot and it's complicated because there's 3 Mandamrim. There's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemiah, and Rabbi Yosi. There's a shadow whether we pass in like Rabbi Yosi or Rabbi Yehuda, and in Rabbi Yehuda there's Machloikis Rab Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. But the bottom line is Rabbi Yehuda's sheet, and generally we assume halacha at least the chumra like Rabbi Yehuda says how much is Ben Hashmashos, how much time is Ben Hashmashos, Tlosa Rive Mil. That's how long if we're assuming 18 minutes is a mil. 13 and a half minutes, right? 4.5 times 4, 13 and a half minutes. V'halcha kamar Rabbi Yehuda gufei arba milin. Tosfos says, and over here, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us 72 minutes. Is Ben Hashmashos 13 and a half minutes? Is it 72 minutes? It's mamish. It's not off by a minute. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda, and he's giving us mamish two completely different times for Ben Hashmashos. V'yesh loymar. Zuck Taisvis, a tremendous chiddush. Sounds like a brisker. Taisvis says there are 2 shkias. There's 1 shkia, what we refer to as sunset. That is the beginning of when the sun goes down, when we don't see the sun anymore. And then there's when the sun has deeper into Ayver Rakia, whatever that means. When you know the world is round, it's hard to understand exactly what that means. But Nichnas Ayver Rakia, and that happens 58 and a half minutes later, according to Tosfos. At that time, Rabbeinu Tam says, starts Shkia. That's when your Beinash Mashas starts. So the Gemara in Shabbos clearly tells us, Beinash Mashas, it's not discussing just how long it is from Shkia to Tzeis. The Gemara in Pesachim is not telling us for halachas of Beinash Mashas. It's just trying to figure out how far you are. So it says, from Shkia until Tzeis, you can walk 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. Tosfos says, yeah, that means sunset. That's not what in halacha, in Maseches Shabbos, is referred to as Shkia. When we discuss Shkia in halacha Shkia is 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. And Tzeis is 72 minutes after Shkia. Based on that, the... No, it's just... It's a, based on that, the minig by some Hasidim, in Skver, Satmar, many Hasidim, they will daven mincha until 58 and a half minutes after Shkia. Now, I think one of the Hasidim, I'm not going to mention by name, one of them, I think, davens even past that. I have no idea what the pshat is, unless they're figuring the bigger mil, meaning the 24-minute mil. I'm not sure what their cheshbon is. But that's why some chassidim will daven mincha until 58 and a half minutes afterwards. They're going with Rabbeinu Tam. People think they're not going to get all with halacha. They are going with halacha.
Where did they get 58 and a half from?
Because only the last 13 and a half minutes is bein hashmashas. And shkia in the realm of halacha, of the end of the day, is the Gemara in Shabbos, which is the second Shkia. The second Shkia is 58 and a half minutes after sunset. Right. So this is the side of Rabbeinu Tam. And we'll see soon how it comes out in Halacha. Okay, so now if you go to Dalet, we'll get to Halacha, at least with regard to Shabbos. First, the Mechaber in Siman Reish Samach Aleph says, "Safik Chashecha v'hu bein Hashmashes v'hainu k'dei shir hiluch gimel rivei mil achar shkia sachama." Ein ma'asin savadai. Once bein Hashmashes starts, you don't do a number of things. You can do certain things. You can't do other things. But he tells us how. What time is that? It's k'dei shir hiluch gimel rivei mil achar shkia sachama. For the 13 and a half minutes, 3/4 of a mil after Shkia Sechama. The Mechaber still hasn't told us which Shkia he's talking about. But in Sif Beis he says, Yesh Yomim Shetzarach L'Hosif Michal Al HaKodesh. Some say that you have to add on, you have to have Tosfos Shabbos. It's Machlokes Rishonim, also beyond our discussion today, Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not Tosfos Shabbos is Mikra Adin or not. Uzman Tosefes Zeh, when should you be adding this on? Who mitchilas hashkia shein hashemesh niris al haaretz? It's from tchilas shkia, what we refer to as sunset, when you can no longer see the sun. Ad zman ben hashmashes, until ben hashmashes starts. Vazman hazeh, and what is the time of ben hashmashes? Who gimel milim uravia? Who gimel milim uravia? That's this amount of time that you could make Tosfos Shabbos is 3 1/4 mil. 58 minutes, right? Each mil is 18 minutes. 3 times 18 is 54, plus another quarter is 58 and a half minutes. So the Mechaber says clearly in Hilchos Shabbos that you have to add on to Shabbos. Shabbos really starts at Shkia. What would be considered adding on? Any time after sunset until Shkia is adding on. How long is that period of time? We'll get to it. Well, how long is that time? 58 and a half minutes. And on that 58 and a half minutes, he says, Ratzalas, I said, Kulot Esefes, also Ratzalas, I said, Mitzas, I said, Vavadshi, I said, Ezes Man Shiyeh, Vada Yeh Mechal Al Kodesh. You have to add on something. But it could be really, according to the Mechaber, if you wanted to start Shabbos, you can't start 58 and a half. You wanted to start 56, you're fine. You have to do some Tosefos. You want to start already from Shkia? Wow, that's great. You want to start 56, that's fine. Now, bear in mind, anybody that's hearing this part, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Mechaber, after Shabbos, you can't keep 50. 50, you haven't even started Shkia. Right. Some of you. Some as in one. What?
Let's imagine we're actually talking about the real sun, what we can see. As good as we compare, the sun is a big round sphere of what we see it. The moment it starts touching the horizon, assuming that we're, let's say, sitting on the ocean, we're smart and not sitting.
Right.
So we have to be the west coast. The moment the sun hits the horizon, is that the beginning of
Shkia? No.
And the moment it ends up being below the horizon, that
no. The beginning of Shkia is when you can't see the sun anymore.
So the tenth of the sun is now below the horizon.
Right.
So there's just Ma'adim and the...
Right. And that's still not called Oyvei Harakia. Correct. What we call Shkia, what we call sunset, means the end of the sun going down.
And
there's actually not a lot of time. If you ever watch a sunset, from the beginning of a dipping until the end is maybe 5 minutes.
Well, the center we are. At the equator, it's like this.
Oh, okay.
The air is so very quick here.
Right. But it's not a very long time. I've watched it on Lake Erie. It's not...
You should see it
on the Pacific.
It
takes a long time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So the Shkia that we use for Shabbos...
So we're familiar with sunset. That's the earlier Shkia. But so far, based on the Mechaber, you would not say that at all. You would assume Shkia is 58 and a half minutes afterwards. He's very clear. And you should do Tosfos Shabbos. You should start a couple minutes before that. Or if you want to do an hour before, you can do an hour before. But I'm saying you have to do minimally a few minutes before.
You're tied up by that Shkia. You didn't have a mitzvah, right? Can you rely on this to have a mitzvah later?
Let's finish the Shkia first. Okay.
58 and a half is after it.
One second. 58 and a half, somebody that keeps 50 minutes on Shabbos certainly cannot daven 55 minutes after Mincha. That's Pashut. If anything, I would say if you go with the Cheshbon of 50 minutes, you can definitely daven for 10, 15 minutes after Shkia. You might be able to argue that you can daven until 36 and a half minutes after Shkia. You might be able to argue that. But
yes.
You said this up, Shad.
I had no topic.
Yes.
And I was going to say, 58 and a half is from when it starts going down or from when it's...
From when it is completely dipped. Yes.
You can't see the ball of the sun anymore. That's sunset.
Right, you can't see the big one. Okay. Zakt. So now comes the Gaon. And the Gaon is well known that he argues on the Rabbeinu Tam. And in fact, there's a story that goes along with it. If you look at the Bir Agra, normally Bir Agras are very short. They're one-liners, cryptic. You got to figure it out. Over here, he's also pretty cryptic, but it's still pretty long. Because really, this touches on at least a big sugya in Shabbos, Lam Dalet Lamed Hei, the sugya Tzadik Dalet in Pesachim, the sugya in Menachas, the sugya Nun Vav in Zvachim, and a number of other sugyas also that aren't coming to mind right now, but there are a couple other sugyas that it's Nageya also. And supposedly, Reb Chaim Volozhin said, from the Gaon, that the Gaon said when he comes to Shemayim, he's going to have 3 days to converse with Rabbeinu Tam about this Shita. And Rabbi Aaron, when he would say this over, he would say, and that's with his Kitzer and with Rabbeinu Tam's Tfisa. That's... So, what the main point of the Gaon is, he says there's no such thing as two sunsets. There are no two sunsets. Sunset is sunset. Shkia is Shkia. There is nothing else. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara in Pesachim said clearly that there's 72 minutes from Shkia to Tzeis. And the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Bein HaShemasha starts at Shkia and it goes 13 and a half minutes. How do you reconcile the two Gemaras? Zokt, the Gaon, and there are a lot of rayas for this, that Bein HaShemasha is L'chud, and says a kachavim l'chod. Meaning, when the Gemara in Pesachim is telling us from Shkia to Tzeis HaKachavim, It takes 72 minutes. That is talking about from when the sun sets until all the stars come out. Till the end of all the stars coming out. You don't see all the small stars and everything until it is completely dark. It says Lila starts way before that. That is not Lila. That's telling us a shear. How long does it take? And you're able to walk until that point. Fine. It's not talking about halachas of Yom V'Lila. Yom V'Lila is a Sugya and Shabbos. Sugya and Shabbos tells us the clock starts ticking at Shkia. It's Bein Hashmashos for the next 13 and a half minutes. At that point, you could start to see three stars. That's called Tzeisa Kechavim B'negei Halacha. What?
For what purpose? For what practical purpose?
And that becomes Lila in Din. In Din, Din Lila happens 13 and a half minutes later.
So that's from Motzei Shabbos to the Zrakovus
Korbanah? Correct.
For everything.
Correct. That is for everything. Now, many argue, and Mishneh Berurah quotes this already, that that's only in Bavel. In Bavel, where the sun set much quicker. Now you have to know which part of Bavel it was exactly.
The 72 minutes is in Bavel.
Both.
Both what?
The din of 13 and a half also would only be in Bavel.
Meaning those specific times are
right.
Bavel.
And therefore the Mishneh Berurah says, by us, it takes a lot longer to start seeing stars.
It's latitude dependent.
Right. Correct. Latitude dependent. So you'd only start seeing stars later. And therefore, we come up with later's manum, which we'll get to in a minute. Yes?
I think Mishneh Berurah says you can daven mincha 13 minutes after Shkia. That's based on this reason?
The Mishneh Berurah definitely talks about shal shudis. That shal shudis you can do later. Mincha, I thought the Mishneh Berurah is more machmir. I was trying to be more makel. There are pesukim that are more makel. Mishneh Berurah, I think, is more machmir. If you could find it, I would want to see it. I think he's more machmir. He definitely says, L'chadchili, you should make sure to daven before Shkia. Okay. So now, if you look at the Mishneh Berurah in Tzivkat and Chav Gimel, it's towards the bottom of the page, the bottom four lines. V'hinei HaShulchan Aruch, he's going back on that Shulchan Aruch we read before. HaShulchan Aruch is kibisef zedas Rabbeinu Tam v'siyatai. He's following Rabbeinu Tam and his group. Aval harbei me'ar eshenim svirlu v'gam agro hiskim l'shitasam. The Bein Hashmashos maschel takeif achat chilas hashkia. Bein Hashmashos starts immediately at sunset. Hainu mishosh acham neskasim me'einenu, when we can no longer see the sun. V'nimshach zmana k'day gimel rivei mil. V'ach kach besamuch loy, yoytzen ha-gimel kechavim be'einenim, v'hu laila min ater l'chol davar. 13 and a half minutes after is laila l'chol davar. Just parenthetically, you gain a greater appreciation. Very often, people are very upset that we wait over here in Zichron Chaim, 13 and a half minutes from Ma'ariv. Just want to explain why there's a tremendous gain in this 13 and a half minutes. Even though a lot of the Paiskim will tell you there isn't, Kipshuta, there's a tremendous gain in it. The we Paskin Lahalacha, it's clear in Hilchas Ma'ariv, that we, it's Machlokes Rishonim, the beginning of Mesechta Brachos, we had it in the Shir and Brachos, is Machlokes Rishonim exactly when you can say Shema. We paskin lahalacha that you have to say Shema after Tzeis HaKechavim. You could daven Ma'ariv early, but if you daven Ma'ariv early, you have to repeat Shema. Very often, unfortunately, people forget to say all three parashiyos of Shema. And it's clear in Shulchan Aruch that all three parashiyos of Shema have to be repeated after Tzeis HaKechavim. The gain by davening Ma'ariv 13 and a half minutes later is at least you have some shitas that hold it's already Tzeis HaKechavim. And even though Avada were generally machmer, nobody will be Mechal Shabbos 13 and a half minutes later. But you do have other shittas that hold you could be Yotze Kriya Shema earlier. And you at least have that fallout that if you forgot it, you're not totally lost on Mitzvah Kriya Shema. So that, I believe, is the reason why Rabbi Garfunkel instituted that we should daven 13 and a half minutes later. Because the facts on the ground are people do sometimes forget to say Ol Gimel Parashiyos of Shema. Larry, if everybody was Larry, we wouldn't have to worry. You know.
That's 13 and a half minutes after the beginning of Shkia.
Correct. That is the simple pshat of the Gaon. Now the Mishneh Berurah says we're machmer based on latitude. But there definitely is a shita out there of 13 and a half minutes. Okay.
Yeah, we're saying Shkia at the moment.
Correct.
Shkia is a process anymore.
Correct. Shkia is a moment. Correct. So now let's get to Ner Chanukah. And the Mishneh Berurah says you should definitely be machmer on this going. That's the end of that Mishneh Berurah, where he says certainly a person should make sure to light a Shabbos neris and do every melacha and so on before Shkia, Tchila Shkia. And that's why we're machmer on Tchila Shkia. And therefore, for Taisus Shabbos, we do a mil before that. We do 18 minutes before that. That's why they do Adlaka 18 minutes before. That's the idea of the 18-minute shir before. Okay, this is Shkia and Seis. So now we get to Ner Chanukah. We'll see, it's not as simple as it seemed like a half hour ago. Well, in Ner Chanukah, there's the Gemara in Shabbos Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says, the Kof Sein Zalkik Lo, Minu, Mitzvasa Mishetishka Achama Ad Shetich L'Rego Min Ashok. The Gemara over there is discussing if the Neris go out, do you have to relight them? And we Paskin L'Halacha, you do not have to relight them. The Chumrah, we usually are going to relight them. But Meikar HaDin, you don't have to relight them. The Gemara says, is that true? Bryce says, Mitzvason is to light it, Mishiteshka Achama, from Shkiyas Achama, Ad Shetich L'Rego Min Ashok, that extended period. And the Gemara understood that that meant you have to make sure it's lit the whole time. My love, the Kavsa HaDamadikla. Doesn't it mean that if it gets extinguished during that time, you have to rekindle it? Zat the Gemara loy, the Eloy Adlik Madlik. It's telling us if he did not yet light by Shkia, he can light any time until Kol Seregem Min Hashok. The Inami Mishiura. Or it's to tell us how much oil he has to put in it. He has to at least put in the amount that it could last Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashok. But if he did put in that amount, you lit a full thing with oil and everything, it happened to go out 10 minutes later, you wouldn't have to relight it.
So like an Erev Shabbos, when we light early,
yes.
An Erev Shabbos, so, and we make it so it's going to burn the amount of time.
Yes.
Why can't we apply that to every day of Chanukah?
You might be able to. We'll hopefully get to some of that. We'll hopefully get to some of it. Okay, so now comes the... So at what point is the mitzvah of lighting neris? It says, Mishetishka Chama. From Shkia until Tichlo Regel Min Ashok. Now, if you learn the sugya over there, you see Tichlo Regel Min Ashok is a half hour later. Half hour after Tishka Chama. When is Tishka Chama? What do you say?
According to who?
Ah, that's what I was hoping you would say. What do you new speak it out?
According to the Gra, the beginning. According to Ben Tam. Yeah.
Very good. Zok de Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, Ein madlikin ner Chanukah, koidim shetishka achama, ela im soif shkiyasa. With the end of the shkiyah. Loim achrim, loim akdimim. V'yesh mishayimer, and this is going to be relevant to what you said, shim hu tarid yachal haktim yiflaga mincha lomala v'vach yidin b'shem enad shtichlo regal menashok. So what does that mean? That means ad soif shkia. Now, his world of shkia, when does shkia begin? 58 and a half minutes after. Now, soif shkia, I would have thought is 58 and a half minutes after. However, the Mishneh Berurah explains, Seif Shkia means the end of Bein Hashmashas of that Shkia. So it means Tzeis HaKechavim, which according to Rabbeinu Tam means 72 minutes after. According to the Gaon, it's Pashut, it can't mean 72 minutes after. 72 minutes after, nothing's happening. It has nothing to do with Shkia. Shkia takes place exactly at Shkia. Now, there is a Shita, and it's a significant shita. It's the shita of the Ran and the Rajba, and the Bi'ur Halacha discusses it already. And they hold that Seif Shkia means the way I would have assumed without learning that Mishneh Berurah. Seif Shkia means 58 and a half minutes later. If you learn that that's the Shkia we're always dealing with when we're talking about day and night in Halacha, so Shkia means 58 and a half minutes afterwards, Mishiteshka Chama, right? At Shkia. Not at the end of Bein Hashmashos after the Shkia. So there is that shita. So we have three shitas in Halacha of when you should light. Either you should light 72 minutes after, or you should light 58 and a half minutes after, or you should light at Shkia at sunset. Okay.
So,
now, in time of need, the Mechaber says clearly that you can light Miplag HaMincha. So here's the tricky part. A lot of people don't realize, and if you learn Mishnah Berurah, you'll see that he says it. But people miss this. We always say Plag HaMincha is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. So on a day like today, 5:02 is Shkia. Plag HaMincha is about 4:04. If you take Shai Zmanis, you're dealing around 4:04. Not in the world of Rabbeinu Tam, not in the world of the Mechaber. In the world of Mechaber, Plag HaMincha starts from Sev Shkia. So it's going to be an hour before that. It's right around Shkia. Right around what we call Shkia. Right around our sunset is Plag HaMincha. So the Mechaber is sort of saying what he said by Tosfos Shabbos, that from the beginning of sunset till afterwards is the time you could play around with. So he's saying from Plag HaMincha, which is right around sunset, that's when you can light. So according to the Mechaber, there really is no wiggle room to light before our Shkia, our sunset.
But if you light a Shkia and you have it last, you cover everybody.
That's Shkia, but can you light before? For example, somebody was discussing this with me on Shabbos. They are going out of town Wednesday or Thursday for Shabbos, and they wanted to light at 4:05, 4:10, Plag HaMincha, and then get on the road. And it's a very big difference. Like this, they get to the East Coast at 11:30, whereas if they have to wait till 5:05 to light, they're not going to get there till 12:30. It's a big nafkamina. It's not so simple to be mekel, because according to the Mechaber, that Plag HaMincha is Shkia. You're running out of shittas with this Plag HaMincha. Now, it's true we will rely on the earlier Plag HaMincha when it comes to Shabbos, because we're not going to risk Shabbos. Shabbos is a whole separate shmuz, though there might be a different shtickle Torah over there. I am the Kuntras Chanukah Megillah from Rav Turchin, B'Shem Briskerov. So back to what the shittas are. One shita is Shkia, one is 58 and a half minutes after, one is 72 minutes after. Now we're going to calibrate something. Rav Moshe comes along with a chiddush. Again, it's beyond the scope to get into all the back and forth of where he's coming from. But Rav Moshe says, based on latitude, 72 minutes for us is not like Rabbeinu Tam, but 72 minutes in America, in New York at least, and Cleveland is not much different. Maybe it's a 5-minute difference. But in New York, he says in America, but New York latitude, it's 50 minutes after Shkia is Rabbeinu Tam. That degrees that you get already 50 minutes after. And it takes big places to say this. This is a typical Rav Moshe. Anybody else would say it, nobody would hear it. Rav Moshe says it, everybody listens to it. But Rav Moshe is saying a tremendous chiddush. Rav Moshe says 72 minutes calibrated to America, and he's not coming with all the degrees like today's Navy charts and so on and so forth. Just saying, based on Hashara, 50 minutes, you're good. Now, if you go with 50 minutes, so we're going to have three shittas if we calibrate it to 50 minutes. Sunset according to the Gaon, 50 minutes according to the Mechaber and Rabbeinu Tam in the world of Rav Moshe, which he holds, Megar, then you rely on this, and certainly by Derabbanan, you can rely on it completely. Even Yerei Shemayim, no reason to be machmir by Derabbanan. So 50 minutes is Rabbeinu Tam, and you're going to have to take 3/4 of a mil, which is, you have to split it into 4 parts first, right? The 50 minutes, 12 and a half minutes. You have to take 3/4 of that, which is about 9 plus a little bit. So it's 40 plus minutes after, according to the Rashi and Ran, right? Because you have to be the 3/4 of a mil time calibrated to be tchilas seif shkia. So either sunset or about 40-41 minutes after sunset or 50 minutes after sunset. That is when you're supposed to do Neres Chanukah.
So,
and that is the shita.
So times, yeah.
What?
So we just, the time
is either sunset, 41 minutes after sunset, 50 minutes after sunset. If you're Hasidish and you don't go with this Moshe, 72 minutes after sunset. Their whole 58 minutes is not relying on this Ramesha.
This 50 minutes is just by Chanukah or by Shabbos?
No, he says it by Shabbos, by everything. That's why all our Zmanim, we always go with 50 minutes, except for a tiny switch has a special halacha.
I thought the Ikar of Mitzvah is to have burning candle, Mishtishkach HaChama, Hoshitichlai Regu Me'ashuk. So, let's say, if you're lighted, let's say, just before Shkia, and it's a big candle that lasts 1.5 hours that we usually use.
So, right, but now if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Mechaber quotes this, even though the Rambam is not going like the Mechaber on the time, but in this point he does go with him. He says, Mitzvot ein madlikin er Chanukah koidim shetishka chama. You're not allowed to light it before. Ela imsev shkiyasa, loy ma'achrim v'loy makdimin. You're not allowed to do it before that.
So
even if you're going to have it lit, the actual lighting, hadlaka is a mitzvah, and therefore the hadlaka has to take place at a time that is that time of mitzvah ner Chanukah, which means after shkia until tzeis.
So if you missed shkia, you should wait 50 minutes or 40 something minutes. Like
so now, what time do you light Neres Chanukah? So there are the most common minig. The Aruch HaShulchan already says this. The most common minig is you daven mincha, ma'ariv and shul, and you go home and you light. Don't look at the clock for everything, right, Shaya? Yeah, you just go home, you light. However, if you look at different hanhagas that a number of the Gedolim had, they all lit different times. And we're going to now appreciate what they were doing. Rav Moshe lit 10, 11 minutes after Shkia. Some lit exactly at Shkia, like the Gaon. And in Yerushalayim, they light at Shkia.
He lit before he davened Ma'ariv?
Yes, yes. Because people that davened Ma'ariv later all light before.
Because, I mean, from early on, I mean, when I used to, way back, but I used to know somebody from Pels, and he was adamant that you must daven Ma'ariv before you light candles.
It depends when you're lighting candles.
So it's not a matter of lit box.
It depends when you are lighting candles. If you are lighting at 72, then most Shittas would agree to what you're saying. If you light earlier, then not. I, for example, provided that there's a minyan here from my earth, I'll walk out right after Mincha and light candles right then.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now we'll explain what the Shittas are. So the Gaon holds really you should do it at Shkia. Rav Moshe did it about 11 minutes after. The Chazan Ish and others did about 20 minutes after, 18 minutes after in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Aaron would do it 25 minutes after. What is Pshat in their Shita? They wanted to hop the Gaon. The Gaon says clearly that the time to light Neres Chanukah is at Shkia. But we mentioned before, the Gemara said, what does it mean? If it goes out, you don't have to relight it. What is it Nagea for? Gemara said, Shimla Hidlik Madlik. If you didn't light it at Shkia, you have that half hour to light it. So as long as you're within a half hour of Shkia, you're Yotze according to the Gaon B'dieved. That's one. Now, as long as you're past Plaga Mincha in the world of the Mechaber, which is around Shkia time, you're Yotze B'dieved.
How long did they have to leave it go if they started that
off? You're supposed to, everybody leaves it going a half hour after Old Seis. Nowadays, we're very rich, we're not worried about it. You know, everybody spends 2 hours worth of oil and they don't care. An hour and a half for sure, you know, it's not a major expense nowadays.
But you're B'dieved on both Shitas.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. Very good. The Chazan Ish was doing 18 minutes, probably because he held in Eretz Yisrael. You get Rabbeinu Tam's Seif Shkia within that half hour. So he's doing it within a half hour, and during his adlaka, he'll have Seif Shkia of Rabbeinu Tam. Right, and in Eretz Yisrael, 45 minutes after is even Rabbeinu Tam. Not only that, when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, I asked Reb Shlomo Zalman about keeping Rabbeinu Tam. Keep Rabbeinu Tam in America, you have to keep in Eretz Yisrael. He said, no. Do I have to be Mater Neder? He said, no. Why? He said, because your whole Kabbalah is where Klal Yisrael is Machmer, and there are a lot of people being machmer in it. That's in America, in Chutzar, it's a lot of people, Yerushalayim, should be machmer. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's a much more removed chumrah to be machmer in Rabbeinu Tam. The Welt is not machmer in that. So now comes Neres Hanukkah. So that's the shita. Reb Aaron was doing the same thing. He's doing 25 minutes after, and really, I'm choshed that he did 29 minutes after. Because Reb Aaron really held of Rabbeinu Tam in high regard. He was very machmer on Rabbeinu Tam, to the point he wouldn't daven Ma'ariv Matzai Shabbos. Reb Malkiel, when he was here for a Shabbos, we were going to daven after 50, whatever, and he wasn't going to daven. And he said, don't make an issue, I'll daven b'chidus, don't worry. But he said, the Zayda was machmer, we don't daven before 72. So they're very makbid on Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Based on that, he probably lit 28, 29 minutes after to be within a half hour of the Rajba and Ran, of that Shita, of the Rajba and Ran, of Tchila Tzayf Shkia, 58 and a half minutes after. And he's still within a half hour of the Goyin. But that you have to be very precise to Chaparayin all that. The Ha'ara on all of this is that if you light any of these times, and we're not answering this Ha'ara, you see from them that they would rather get many shitas b'diavad than any shita l'chatchila, because they're not right lighting it at exactly the right time according to anybody. Right? We said it's either shkia or 58 and a half minutes later, calibrated 41 minutes later, or 50 or 72 minutes later. There's no shir of 20 minutes after. 20 minutes after, no rishon ever said to light 20 minutes after. But you'll be yaitza all shittas because you're within a half hour this way, you're within a half hour that way. That's the pshat in all the different minhagim. If you don't have a specific minhag, or hashulchan, and the minhag in Klal Yisrael certainly was, you daven mincha, you daven ma'ariv, you go home, you light neighbors.